Presidential contender Barack Obama went to the South Carolina Democratic Party primary in January with opinion surveys showing him to be the choice of about 60% of that state's African-American Democrats. But exit polls that day showed that Senator Obama finished with more than 80% of their votes. Political analysts say the surge was the result of something they call identity politics. That human tendency to identify with people who share our characteristics has a direct effect at the ballot box, says Georgetown University government professor Mark Rome.
Identity politics is when someone casts a vote for a person because of their race, their gender, or their ethnicity, something they can identify with themselves and want to see in a candidate.
Analysts say that identity politics came to the forefront in South Carolina after former President Bill Clinton compared Senator Obama's historic bid for the nomination to another earlier African-American presidential candidate.
Jesse Jackson won South Carolina twice in 84 and 88. And he ran a good campaign, and Senator Obama's run a good campaign here.
Obama is the first African-American presidential candidate that has demonstrated broad multiracial appeal. A number of African-American voters felt the remark diminished Obama's candidacy and perhaps was meant to turn non-African-Americans away from him. David Bocetus is an analyst at an African-American-centered independent research group, the Joint Center for Political and Economic Studies.
When race is being used in campaigns to mobilize white voters, African-Americans then most identify themselves in their politics and behave in terms of politics as African-Americans.
Identity politics is involved in the campaigns of other presidential candidates, too. Senator Hillary Clinton is the first woman to have a serious chance to gain her party's nomination. And many women Democrats, especially those of her middle-aged generation, have embraced this historic opportunity. Again, Mark Rome.
American women have waited a very long time to have the chance to vote for someone like them for president.
The Republican Party's presumptive nominee, Senator John McCain, practices what some observers call a different form of identity politics, shared strong beliefs.
Keep that faith. Keep your courage.
This McCain TV ad appeals to voters who see national pride, security, and military strength as paramount.
Politics is the art of making what appears to be impossible possible.
Critics of identity politics say it is often divisive, but if candidates and their parties can gain advantage by using it, they will. Jeffrey Young, VOA News.